A settlement was reached in the legal case involving the State Department of Education. The bird flu has spread to another poultry operation, and the next chapter begins for University of Tulsa football. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, December 11th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma's oldest television station has won its legal battle with the State Department of Education leaders. KFOR-TV in Oklahoma City reports a federal court approved an agreement today upholding the station's First Amendment rights. State Superintendent Ryan Walters and his press secretary Dan Isett have agreed to allow KFOR journalists into all of the Education Department's news conferences and meetings. The leaders have also agreed to pay attorney fees and damages of $17.91, a symbolic amount as 1791 was the year the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified. KFOR-TV and the Institute for Free Speech took legal action in September. The station said for months its journalists have been refused access to public State Board of Education meetings and excluded from Walters' news conferences. House Speaker Kyle Hilbert wants input from Oklahomans on how their state government could be more efficient. And as State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports, a new online portal is the avenue for them to share.
Hilbert says his chamber's new government efficiency portal piggybacks on the incoming Trump administration's new Department of Government Efficiency, abbreviated to DOGE, like the popular meme. Run by Elon Musk and former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy, DOGE is not an actual government agency, but an advisory board, meant to guide the incoming president on how and where to cut federal spending. Hilbert is asking Oklahomans how their state government can do the same. According to a press release, answers should be submitted by Oklahomans with, quote, firsthand experience with duplicative and wasteful spending of taxpayer dollars. Examples of that waste will be submitted to House fiscal leaders for review in connection with next year's budget allocations. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Senate Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton, Hilbert's counterpart across the rotunda, has also expressed interest in improving government efficiency. A second commercial poultry flock in northeast Oklahoma is positive for highly pathogenic avian influenza. Anna Pope has this update.
Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food and Forestry officials say more than 40,000 birds were culled after the virus was detected on Sunday. This comes after a different flock of more than 60,000 chickens were euthanized to contain the virus in the same county last month. Agriculture experts say detections of the virus are typically higher as wild birds migrate. Lee Benson, a department spokesperson, says because wild waterfowl can carry the virus, the department is communicating with producers.
So it's a situation where we do our best to stay in contact with as many poultry producers as we can, and not just poultry producers, but other livestock producers and USDA, and really stress biosecurity.
Benson says the state has established a so-called control zone in Adair and Delaware County. In the area, poultry movement is restricted to limit the flu's spread. I'm Anna Pope.
The University of Tulsa introduced its new head football coach Tuesday. Ben Abrams reports.
TU President Brad Carson and members of the athletic staff introduced Trey Lamb to the Golden Hurricane team. Lamb previously coached at East Tennessee State and Gardner-Webb. He was named Southern Conference Coach of the Year in 2020. TU's football program has been plagued by a string of losing seasons since 2016. Lamb says he thinks the team's record can be turned around quickly.
I firmly believe we can come in here year one and make it to a bowl game. That's the expectation. And in today's world of college football, we're being given the resources we've been given. There's no reason this should take 3 years.
Lamb takes over the job following Kevin Wilson's firing after two seasons. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.